right then. Happy holidays to y'all. Wednesday at 5 p.m. time for American Hit Radio here on WHPC.
Someone's been down in the South.
Oh, with sneaking in the y'all there? maybe that's what it is. Yes, Heidi and I were away for Christmas. I hope everybody had a great holiday. And actually, New Year's right around the corner. But yeah, we were away. We're back. We couldn't have done our show on Friday anyway because the station dedicates the entire day to, you know, their Christmas music.
Holiday music.
Which is a great, you know, the holiday music stuff that they do, which was great fun. And it's very popular, so I'm glad that they do that. Here we are, though, back live on a Wednesday. And where we left off from the previous week was we were doing a series of shows, basically dedicated to top 40 albums, which actually was a spinoff of a series of shows that were dedicated to albums that were not on the top 40. That
we're
really is the essence.
Out of control here.
Of course. The essence of a project that we are working on is called the alternate top 40, or the 500 best albums to not make the top 40. We went through a good number of those last year. I think we did about 40 some odd. And then we realized that it might be fun to fill in the blanks around them by covering some of the best albums that did make the top 40. So we just started doing that. In fact, we've only covered 4 albums to date. We started in 19... We're doing this all chronologically. And we started in 1964, January 1964 to be exact. And this is album number 5 out of the 500 top 40 albums that we plan to cover. That's a lot of shows.
Yeah.
So this is only show number 5. We're just starting this. And chronologically, we find ourselves in March of 1964. Now, the last album we covered was a jazz album. This also is a jazz album, something that would become more and more rare on the pop charts in due time. But in 1964, just after the onset of the Beatles, jazz still was, in some ways, a popular medium, provided that the players didn't go too far astray from what the general population could stand. I say this because in the post-bop state of jazz music, it became more and more cranial and difficult to appreciate, and therefore less and less popular, because people really don't necessarily like serial music or 12-tone jazz or harmonics or freeform.
It was more like work.
Yeah, it became difficult to appreciate. So it was the jazz music that still managed to retain a sense of melody, or maybe an international flavor, that was what was maintaining popularity. And that's exactly why this album fit in perfectly. It's simply called Getz Gilberto. That's simple. Basically, Stan Getz and João Gilberto got together and made a record and used their two last names for the title. At the time, I guess, to set this up, I should mention, I mean, this is really sort of like this record. The reason it is so great is because it brought together three towering giants of Brazilian music. The story, I would say, starts with the songwriter Antonio Carlos Jobim. Now, a lot of, like, I've read a review that likened him to being the George Gershwin of Brazil. And I think that's a great analogy. When I read that, I really loved, you know, the comparison. Because in a lot of ways, the same way that American music, classic American music, can be defined as belonging to somebody like a George Gershwin, you could look at an Antonio Carlos Jobim and say pretty much the same thing about the songs that he had written for Brazil. They are the backbone of how the rest of the world sees Brazilian music. Of course, there are other great songwriters, but it was Antonio Carlos Jobim who was the person that basically made that music known everywhere, globally, internationally.
Right.
And it was it was just pretty much the way that almost everybody got turned on to Brazilian music. Now, he started out wanting to be an architect, but by the time he was 20, he just decided that maybe he'd start playing piano in nightclubs and give music a shot. And he was a fairly laid back guy who was, you know, basically writing melodies that were really quite beautiful and really easy to assimilate for a lot of players. And what ended up happening was jazz players really began to latch onto it, because like the way that jazz players had been digging into the American songbook and people like Gershwin, now all of a sudden they have a whole different palette that they can reach into, because the melodies that are being written by Antonio Carlos Jobim are of a different nature. They have a different structure, a different form of melody. And it was something new. So jazz players were just flocking to this. And all of a sudden, there's this whole new interest in Brazilian music. And by the time he teamed up with a poet named Vinicius de Moraes, who was writing a lot of the words, the songs ended up becoming a whole new trend. It developed the name Bossa Nova, which meant literally new bump. And because it was like something that was like a little new bump in the road, so to speak, something that was going to shake things up. And so now we've got a source for the material. And one of the jazz players here in the United States that was listening and paying attention was Stan Getz.
Very cool.
Stan Getz was falling in love with the music of Antonio Carlos Jobim. And after getting a little bit indulging himself into that music for a considerable amount of time, he in America decided that perhaps he could put an album together with recording some of this. And he got together with a guitar player named Charlie Bird, another American player, and they got together to put out an album and recorded a song called Desafinado, which was one of the hits of Jobim's from Brazil. And that became a top 20 hit single here in America. So Stan Getz and Charlie Bird end up on the charts with a version
Pretty
of Desafinado.
Cool.
Now, meanwhile, the third character in this story is João Gilberto. Now, he is the character of the story. He's the one who pretty much a man with virtually no ambition at all in the world.
Interesting.
He just happened to be, you know, you can almost tell by the way that he sings and by the way he plays guitar. He sounds like he's the most laid-back human being
languid
on earth. It was his album that he had released. I think it was called Chaga de Sudad. I don't even know what that means.
Something but, about sweat.
I have no idea. But that was an album, a Brazilian album, that collected a lot of Jobim's melodies that João Gilberto played and sang. The thing is, he did it in such a laid-back way, which was so indicative of his personality. People said that he was the type of guy that, although he loved to sing and play, he could care less about doing it in front of people. He often didn't even arrive at shows. When he was in a band, the band members eventually kicked him out because he just seemed to not care at all when they were rehearsing, when they were going to be playing live. He was not willing to commit to anything.
Wow.
He ended up essentially couch surfing, moving from house to house, didn't have a job. He went for almost a decade from the late 50s to the early 60s, doing virtually nothing, living on the kindness of friends and whoever would be willing to basically support him, because he didn't hold a job. He didn't make any money.
A surfer?
Yeah, just live on somebody's couch until he got to move out and then find somewhere else to live. Somewhere during all of this, he meets Stan Getz, and Stan Getz convinces him that perhaps they could record together, since he already did a great version of all of these songs that were written by Antonio Carlos Jobim. Maybe he'd be willing to record an album with Stan Getz.
Very
so
cool.
Gilberto decides to get off of the couch
for a couple of days,
put down the bag of marijuana that he had been smoking like ceaselessly, apparently, and put himself to the mindset of actually recording a bunch of songs. Stan Getz was thrilled because nobody had a better feel for this stuff than Gilberto. And because he had been gone for so long, it just made for basically, you know, strange bedfellows, but incredibly great bedfellows.
Wow.
Because for all of the focus that Stan Getz had to get the project done, he had the perfect foil who basically just showed up and sang and played, and just happened to do it in a way that is so unique and beautiful that it really ended up resulting in what really now is probably recognized as one of the most classic Brazilian albums of all time and one of the best jazz albums of all time.
Very cool.
Let's hear the opening track from that record, another song that went huge, became a huge hit, top 10, in fact, on the Billboard pop charts.
Wow.
Song number one from the album entitled Gets Gilberto.
Olha que coisa mais linda, mais cheia de graça. Ela, menina que vem e que passa. Num doce balanço, caminho do mar. Moça do corpo dourado, do sol de Ipanema. O seu balançado é mais que um poema. É a coisa mais linda que eu já vi passar. Ah, por que estou tão sozinho? Ah, por que tudo é tão triste? A beleza que existe, a beleza que não é só minha, que também passa sozinha. Ah, se ela soubesse que quando ela passa, o mundo sorrindo se enche de graça e fica mais lindo por causa do amor.
And tan and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes, each one she passes goes ah. When she walks, she's like a samba that swings so cool and sways so gently, that when she passes, each one she passes goes ah.
Song rose to number 5 on the pop charts. A jazz song that went to number 5 on the pop charts. Fairly incredible. And it was also won Grammy for Record of the Year.
Fantastic.
So, fairly huge. And now, there's a great story here.
I'm sorry?
1964.
Oh.
The album, like I said, released in March. So, as usual, you know, the single would come out a little bit after that. It takes the single a little bit of time to climb up the charts, but hitting number 5 by June.
Wow.
I mean, now here we have 3 of the biggest names in Brazilian music. Oh, that's Antonio Carlos Jobim, who, as I said, wrote that song with Vinicius de Moraes. It's also him on piano, playing piano on the track. So, and then you've got, of course, João Gilberto playing the guitar beautifully and subtly and with that incredibly laconic style that he's got. And Stan Getz blowing on top of it. It's perfect. And you'd think with these three, you know, they're ready to be superstars. But there's a really funny story. It turns out that none of those three end up becoming the breakout star. And I think the story is so funny. As it was told to me, Stan Getz, the sax player, had thought it would be a good idea that they take the song, that is, you know, the words of De Moraes, and translate them to English,
right,
so that they could sell it in the American market. So he asked that Zhao would sing a verse in English. But to Gilberto, that sounded like work. You know, like, why should he do that? It's more trouble than it's worth. So he basically begged off and said that he didn't think it was worth doing. So meanwhile, he had brought his wife to the studio. And she happened to be bilingual. So Stan Getz then asked her if she could translate some of the words to some version of, you know, a modicum of English. And it was easy for her because she was bilingual. So she said, sure, she would do it. And then next thing you know, Getz then says, well, why don't you try to sing it? And now Zhao is saying, well, this is ridiculous. She's not even a performer. She's not a singer. That's crazy. Well, Stan Getz says, let her do it. And then what happens is Astrid Gilberto becomes the walkaway superstar from the.
it's funny, right? Yeah.
But it was that casual, just happenstance, that she was there when Getz was trying to basically.
Became jealous.
It's a funny thing. Now, every song on this album, just about every song anyway, I should say, has been written by Jobim, with the exception of the next two. So we'll play these back to back. First up is Doralice, and then, it's hard for my Portuguese, it's non-existent, but I read it as Para Machucar Meu Coração.
Ding, 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 ding. Para, ding, 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 ding. Eu bem que lhe disse, amar é tolice, é bobagem, é ilusão. Eu prefiro viver tão sozinho, ao som do lamento do meu violão. Doralice, eu bem que lhe disse, olha essa embrulhada em que vou me meter. Agora, amor, Doralice, meu bem, como é que nós vamos fazer? Doralice, eu bem que lhe disse, amar é tolice, é bobagem, é ilusão. Prefiro viver tão sozinho, ao som do lamento do meu violão. Doralice, eu bem que lhe disse, olha essa embrulhada em que vou me meter. Agora, amor, Doralice, meu bem, como é que nós vamos fazer? Um belo dia você me surgiu, eu quis fugir, mas você insistiu. Alguma coisa bem que andava me avisando, até parece que eu estava adivinhando. Eu bem que não queria me casar contigo, bem que não queria enfrentar este perigo, Doralice. Agora você tem que me dizer, como é que nós vamos fazer? Thank you.
A ciência de viver pra não sofrer. Thank you.
So mellow.
Very.
Amazingly beautiful and mellow. Just heard Doralice, followed by Paramachucar Meu Coração, if I am pronouncing it correctly, which I doubt. I think the last one could be loosely translated to mean eating my heart out. If I can use my really poor Spanish. And how do you speak Spanish? So
yes.
You read it literally.
Somewhere around there.
To chew my heart or something is like a literal way of... For the tumor, so it probably is about eating my heart out, that sort of thing. Now, this next track on the record has got a bit of a story as well, although it's really just a lineage. It's hard to determine which version of this song would be the definitive version, because there are certainly at least four that could be defined. This album version being the fourth in terms of chronology. The very first would be Antonio Carlos Jobim's original recording of the track. But it was when the guitar player João Gilberto made his first record in the late 50s of Jobim's music that he recorded a version of this song, and it became a huge hit. In fact, in Brazil. And it was that very song and that very album that is what caused Stan Getz to notice Brazilian music and how he fell in love with it, because it was João Gilberto who was his gateway. So Gilberto singing this song called Desafinado is exactly how Getz got into it. So when Stan Getz decided to record the song, that would be version number three, he recorded it with Charlie Bird on their album called Jazz Samba, which was the third version, and that's the version that went to number 18 on the pop charts here in America. So you see, it's so cool how that lineage happens. Right. You got the songwriter releases it, Gilberto covers it, becomes a huge hit in Brazil. It's covered by Stan Getz with Charlie Bird, and it becomes a huge hit here in America. Now, this album is being recorded where suddenly Getz finds himself in the, you know, rather lucky position of being able to work with the person who brought him in touch with this whole thing, João Gilberto. So, of course, they both already recorded the song. They're going to revisit it, but this time together.
Awesome.
And it is what is probably the best version, in my opinion, although it's a song that is really kind of hard. You can take it all the way right back to the very beginning. It is the song itself that makes it so beautiful. Like a Gershwin song, if you don't break the bones of the song, it's kind of hard to mess it up because it's so great. The same can be said of the music written by Antonio Carlos Jobim, because the bones are so strong. Well, here is what I consider to be the definitive version of Desafinado.
Se você disser que eu desafino, amor, saiba que isto em mim provoca imensa dor. Só privilegiados têm ouvido igual ao seu. Eu possuo apenas o que Deus me deu. Se você insiste em classificar meu comportamento diante musical, eu mesmo mentindo devo argumentar que isto é bossa nova, que isto é muito natural. O que você não sabe, nem sequer pressente, é que os desafinados também têm coração. Fotografei você na minha Rolleiflex, revelou-se a sua enorme ingratidão. Só não poderá falar assim do meu amor. Ele é o maior que você pode encontrar, viu?
você com a sua música esqueceu o principal. Que no peito dos desafinados, no fundo do peito bate calado. No peito dos desafinados também bate um coração.
And melody of Antonio Carlos Jobim is being interpreted there by João Gilberto and Stan Getz, of course, on saxophone. What's amazing is that that is Antonio Carlos Jobim who's playing piano on those tracks. But there, I would forgive you if you said what piano, because his playing is so sparse that he just sits back. It's so unbelievably tasteful. It's incredible. He manages to basically drop in two notes to suggest a chord or a melody or a harmony to the chord.
That's so cool.
For the thing that he had written. And it's just enough, just by going, you know, ding, ding. It amazes me. I also noticed that the songs that have English lyrics have a third name for, or an additional name for writing credits, that being either Gene Lees or Norman Gimbel, which leads me to think that perhaps it was Gimbel and Lees who had written the translated versions of the lyrics.
Very cool.
And yet it was because Astrid was the one who could actually understand what the words were, was asked to sing it. So that would probably be a more accurate modification of the story that I had told. As I'm reading it now by seeing these names, I'm thinking, that probably is... Now, it makes more sense that that would be the way it would go down, that they had it, but that Gilberto said, well, I don't understand it, so I wouldn't be bothered to do it. But then, of course, his wife would be asked to do it because she did understand it.
Right.
Here is the next song that features Zhao's wife, Astrid. This is called Corcovado.
Quiet nights of quiet stars, quiet chords from my guitar, floating on the silence that surrounds us. Quiet thoughts and quiet dreams, quiet walks by quiet streams, and a window that looks out on Corcovado. Oh, how lovely. Thank you.
esse amor uma canção pra fazer feliz a quem se ama. Muita calma pra pensar e ter tempo pra sonhar. Da janela ver seu corcovado, o Redentor, que lindo. Quero a vida sempre assim, com você perto de mim, até o apagar da velha chama. E eu que era triste, descrente desse mundo, ao encontrar você eu conheci o que é felicidade, meu amor. Sempre assim, com você perto de mim, até o apagar da velha chama. E eu que era triste, descrente desse mundo, ao encontrar você eu conheci o que é felicidade, meu amor.
That's Desafinado, an incredibly beautiful song from what is one of the most gorgeously mellow albums of all time.
Yeah, it's awesome.
For what I hope is a wonderfully mellow week for you, if you're listening. This the week, of course, between the holidays of Christmas and New Year, when a lot of people are either off or working a little bit less, or maybe feeling, now that Christmas is behind them, a little less harried, perhaps, maybe just preparing for the New Year. You are listening to American Hit Radio. Heidi Morales and myself, Tom Ryan, are here every Wednesday and Friday between 5 and 6 doing this. The Wednesday show of American Hit Radio is now going to be given over to a series of the top 500, top 40 albums of all time. And we're arranging them all chronologically. This is show number 5. If you're curious to see what you've missed, it's easy. Go to our website. They're all right there on the homepage. That's will soon be up with a whole brand new redesign too, which is going to change a few things. So if the page is a little bit awkward now, I apologize, but it's in a state of transition. But you can go to AmericanHitNetwork.com nonetheless and find the shows. And there's some great listening there if you want to basically see you got a little bit of work before the new year tomorrow. Play a show or two. It won't distract you like a television will. You might enjoy it. Meanwhile, let's get back to the record. Side two, we've played this one. Let's play this track called Corcovado.
Thank you.
danço samba, só danço samba. Vai, 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 vai. Só danço samba, só danço samba. Vai. Só danço samba, só danço samba. Vai, 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 vai. Só danço samba, só danço samba. Vai. Já dancei o twist até demais, mas não sei, me cansei do calypso ao tchá-tchá-tchá. Só danço samba, só danço samba. Vai, 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 vai. Só danço samba, só danço samba. Vai.
Silly me. I announced the wrong song. I'm so laid back. This music's got me so chilled out.
Whoa.
That I'm like, I actually forgot to go down my list to the following song. So no, of course, that was not Corcovado again, which we had already played. That was Sodanzo Samba, which is great because I'm not sure if I would have pronounced that correctly, but getting to hear João Gilberto sing it makes it a little bit easier to say the title correctly. What I love about Gilberto's style, not just the fact that he's a fabulous guitar player that manages to play that acoustic guitar and just sounds so, everything just flows so nicely, but he sings as though he has virtually no concern for things that normally would bother most singers, that the things that singers are learn to do, things like breath control or projecting your voice. You could care less. he's just that guy that you could see like sitting on a stone, you know, at the beach, looking at the water, playing the guitar and just to amuse himself. And the fact that, and it just sounds as though there just happens to be a microphone in front of him. It's such an amazing thing. And it's rare. The thing that comes to mind with this, and I don't really know the answer. I don't know the difference, say, between the samba and the bossa nova. I don't know if there is a difference between the samba and the bossa nova, except that maybe the bossa nova is just
maybe
like,
the bossa nova is the beat and samba is the dance. I'm not sure.
I think, yeah, maybe the bossa nova was a way to basically chill out the samba. Like a samba might be more upbeat, a little bit more in your face rhythmically. And the bossa nova is the laid back feel, sort of like what reggae would be to rock steady or, you know, or whatever, or to ska. You know, just a thought. I'm not sure of that. But anyway, that being said, you know, all these songs, except for the two that I had mentioned, are written by Antonio Carlos Jobim, who is considered the father of the bossa nova. And this track is credited exclusively to him again, I believe. Oh, no, also with Vinicius de Moraes for writing the words. This is called O Grande Amor. absolutely beautiful. The unmentioned star of the record is the songwriter Antonio Carlos Jobim, who is also the piano player. Really, in this instance, though, being an accompanist on his own material to two performers, Stan Getz and João Gilberto.
At least he gets to make sure that his vision is held true.
Yes, perhaps so. Now, of course, Getz Gilberto is not just the name of the artist, it's also the name of the album, and I really hope you enjoyed it. We just played the entire album except for the last track, so that will be, of course, how we will end our show. I really hope that we helped you have a nice, mellow transition into the second half of the week with this record. I can pretty much guarantee you that there won't be very many others that we will be picking that will be quite as mellow and peaceful as this as we go forward.
But for better or for worse.
Have a great holiday, everybody, and we will be here on Friday as we continue our series dedicated to Bing Crosby and the How Music Changed series. So hope you can join us then Friday at 5 p.m. Meanwhile, here is Vivo Sonando by Getz and Gilberto.
I live dreaming.
Vivo sonhando, sonhando mil horas sem fim. Tempo em que vou perguntando se gostas de mim. Tempo de falar em estrelas, falar de um mar, de um céu assim. Falar do bem que se tem, mas você não vem, não vem. Você não vindo, não vindo, a vida tem fim. Gente se rindo, falando, zombando de mim. E eu a falar em estrelas, mar, amor, luar. Pobre de mim que só sei te amar. Thank you.